Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
What does VA mean to me?
A place for my daughter to call home. Thanks to the VA home loan.
A new lease on life. The best healthcare team I've ever had is here at VA.
And education and the opportunity to open doors I never thought possible with my GI Bill.
The financial support I need to manage the disabilities I developed because of my service.
Get what you earn. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
Welcome along to the Mackle Football Show. This time we're a little bit more organised. We've got Davey and Alan.
Hello.
Hello.
All right.
How are we doing?
Not too bad. We can chat normal if you want. Again, we're doing a video style, so we'll record it instead of jumping straight in if you want to have a good catch-up first. But this is my breakfast wake-up juice.
Should I put the match on?
Watching the dart.
Nah, fuck the dart, boring. Dart is fucking shite, man.
You're telling me that if someone didn't say, Alan, I've got a ticket to the Ali Pali, right? I've got a spare ticket. You can get dressed as the banana and we'll just watch the dart and get pissed. You would say,
I get to be on a big screen down there, but it's just a load of fucking Gen Z fucking knob cheeses with Stone Island on. No, I'd rather fucking not, like.
You're stereotyping the crowd.
Darts is like, look, when I watched darts, it was Wolfie and that at the Lakeside, like working men's club dominoes on the table, and that's how I prefer it. Now it's just somewhere to go and get pissed and dressed up. You know, you can just go around any town centre and do that. I like to watch sport and enjoy sport. I don't want to be fucking bothered by a load of fucking knobs who think they know about darts.
If you were in the Ali Pali watching the darts, right, you'd have a better view of the guy throwing the darts than if you were sitting in the stadium with light in the goggles, like, watching the game.
No, look, David, football is a totally different ball game, mate. It is the number one sport in the UK and probably the world, bar America, all right? But
And here, mate. It's dead here.
I didn't grow up playing darts, mate. I grew up playing football and watching football. So when people go, let's go and watch the darts. Isn't it cool? No, it's fucking not. It's fucking boring.
Right, I'm gonna upset you a little bit here. Exactly the same when people say, do you want to go and watch the cricket?
Yeah.
You offered me, last year. You offered me a quid ticket. The other year, and I was like, I couldn't think of anything worse.
Everything's trying to catch up with football.
We all went to cricket before. Everyone was there. There was like all the West Rays. Crouchy bought Kent. I don't know if he bought Kenzie or not. Eddie Banks was there. It fucking Jake went and Luke.
Because it was a quid.
You go.
Yeah.
You go. You sit in the sun. You watch the sunset. You watch some guys hit balls around. Have a bit of crack on, you go home.
No, I get rugby because, again, some parts of the country grew up playing it and going to watch it, you know what I mean? And I sort of get that, but, the North East isn't really big on rugby, they've got the Falcons and that, but you won't get that. Like, it's a fucking pub game.
Do you want my controversial opinion? Some games are skills, some skills are games, but the perfect combination is football, where you get both skill and a game at the same time. So golf is not a game, it's a skill. Dart is not a game, it's a skill.
I don't like golf either. Boring at all. And this is what I get. People are like, the golf guy, the Open. I've been watching the Open and the fucking Ryder Cup and no, the fuck. No. It's fucking shite. People can pick off, pretend to like golf. And then at the end of the day, they work out, what a fucking waste of time this has been. You know what I mean? Get yourself a dog if you want to go for a walk. You know what I mean? It's just fucking nah. I might have a very narrow-minded view, but deep, deep down, people don't, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
People agree with us, I'm sure.
Is that onside? You know what I mean? That's onside. Jackson scored for Derby.
How does that affect us?
So Luton and Derby are so unimportant to us right now. They're both in the bottom half of the table.
He's going to get the tin tack, him, isn't he? The fucking manager, Luton's. I feel like. Yeah, sack.
I was thinking the same with Pep, you know, the other day. I was walking past like a couple of kids with the Man City shirts on and all that, and I'm like, is Pep trying to get himself sacked? Because he can't leave. If he leaves, he loses his big like PA.
I feel like he's got too much in the bank for sacking. Like, I'm sorry, but like he's gone through a bit of a rough patch, but I don't think they're gonna get rid of him.
Yeah.
All right, well, where are they now? Fourth or something?
Yeah, but they've lost 5 games in the last 8 or something like that.
Fourth in the Premier League. You got to sack him.
No, it's not that. It's the dropout of the Champions League, isn't it? They're still in it, obviously, but they're just...
The way they've changed it, like, they'll go, the Champions League's on tonight. I don't want to watch it because I don't understand it.
Yeah, to be honest, I've only watched like games that are standing out. You know what I mean? Like Rangers Spurs. Well, that wasn't even the Champions League; it was the Europa League. But like European fixtures, in fact, the Europa League's the same, isn't it? Like same sort of format.
Yeah, they've added more teams in.
The only team I'm, I know this sounds like narrow-minded that, but I'm only bothered about Sunderland.
All right.
You know, I'm bothered. I'll watch other football games, but as far as like supporting goes, like even England, I'm like, yeah, all right. Well, hopefully they do well, but like if they get beat, I'm not like sad about it.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. I'm only really interested in the national team when it's in a tournament. The qualifiers, you know, we're qualifying every single time. All right. So speaking of Sunderland, we'll finally get on to what I want to discuss today. Obviously, we've got the Swansea game to go over, and then between now and our next podcast, we've got 2 games, Christmas Day, Boxing Day, what have you. So firstly, Merry Christmas, and then we'll do...
And talking about Christmas, before we go ahead, there's a reason that I'm on camera, right? I want to bring about a Christmas miracle right now.
Okay.
I'm bringing a Christmas miracle.
Right. Do you want me to full screen you? Full
screen. Full screen me, yeah. Full screen me.
Is you not going to get Smithy banned again, is it?
Oh, he's alive.
Is it good?
He's alive.
There you go.
It's the son of the police. Well, this will be good. We've got Ben can fit in with some opinions. Some hickory and CS gap.
I thought we'd bring about a guest appearance for the Christmas one. Also, Ben hasn't got his own Discord, so...
Why? Get your Discord, mate. Get yourself in here whenever we're on.
Dip me toe in the water today, you know, see what it's like.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
We just chat shit, but the beauty of Smithy being banned is he can edit anything out. So when it's live, you can't do that. What a sad, sad man watching YouTube videos. Oh, he's not allowed to do that. I'm going to report him.
Random live streams.
Hey, that fucking bloke's hard drive.
That's got a very important question to ask you before we move on to the turn.
Oh, go on.
The nitty gritty stuff. It's quite a serious question.
Yeah.
But they're not on your bucket list when you go put a shrimp on the barbie, have a fight with a kangaroo, do a didgeridoo.
Right. Fight with a kangaroo will kill you. It's like getting kicked by a horse. You don't want to do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've seen a video where a kangaroo had all of a dog.
Slaps, he goes yabba dabba doo, slaps on the face.
The thing is, though, kangaroos look muscly as fuck. Yeah, I know we haven't, what you're drinking, that is dead and buried, but I'm drinking Tiny Rebel Equalizer. It's really good, David.
Nice. Good stuff. I've had one before.
Yeah, it's really good. 5.8. I'm impressed.
Where did you pick it up from, Sainsbury's?
I think I got it from Asda. I'm only having a couple because it is 5.8.
Like. Lindsay and I are drinking
and Bernard.
Send Burton imported lager, one of the other tiny bottles that you get from Lidl.
Do you remember when people used to go out to France and get like a van load of little bottles, bringing them back?
Yeah, now you just have to walk 2 minutes down the road for some little bottles. Yeah,
stubbies.
That's what we were drinking, but bottles empty, like, so
didn't last long. It's only 250 mil.
I tell you what I'm going to say about watching the Luton Derby game. Derby's away kit, it's fucking grim.
Oh, it's awful.
Right, hold on. It's fucking.
See you, mate.
This game's finished.
Right,
starts game's finished. All right, are we putting the game on now?
How do you describe it? Brown and
olive, not green. Fucking horrible.
Like a menthol. Menthol colour.
Why?
Oh, it has. It's green with a brown trim.
Yep.
Oh, that is. Is it? Oh, that's horrible.
Should we move on to Sunderland or not?
We shall, yes. Let's talk about it. The Swansea game.
Swansea. Yeah.
I don't think I've seen us start as poorly as that in a very, very long time. Like, we didn't seem out of the. Just, I don't know. Is it every time we travel to Wales, we fuck up? Or.
Swansea are a bit of a bully team in the last few years. So since we've been back in the Championship, we haven't done well against Swansea.
I mean, I remember us absolutely slapping them when we had Key, though.
Yeah, that was the fourth squad entry.
It's a long time ago, though. Yeah. Those were the glory days there, man, when we had Key.
Win the
prem. I feel like the game, like, it makes a difference from us starting well and finishing shit. So,
yeah,
I'd rather us start shit and finish well if we're going to win.
That's very true. But hey, I'll preface this by saying this little segment is that this I didn't see any of the game, right, except for the goals, because I was in the Metro Center for fucking nearly 6 hours.
Get off the Metro now.
Merry Christmas.
Couldn't get out of it. I saw Andrew there, you know, just didn't even know he was going to be there. He's like, I'm going home to watch the game. Game had finished and I was still fucking there. So I only saw the goals, our goals. I haven't seen their goals. You're going to have to tell me all about it, to be honest.
I've seen their goals. Goal.
Their first goal was shocking. Like, literally.
Yeah. No one went to the ball. Everyone just watched them do it.
According to this, they scored after 5 minutes. Is that right?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Vipotnik, I think that's how you say it.
Dr. Eggman, as we discussed last week.
Dr. Robotnik from Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah, kind of got deflected in the air, and then our defenders stood still, our keeper stood still, and the striker came in after then.
Yeah, Ben, you need to come on more often. You're doing a perfect job.
Yeah. Their second goal was good, though. You've got to give him credit for a decent strike.
Was it was it outside the box, was it?
It's free kick, yeah. It was a good goal. I mean, he hit the underside of the bar. I mean, Patterson wouldn't have saved it, to be fair. I mean, he's their standout player. I can't remember who his name is now. Is it?
He can't stand out that much.
No, well, that's what they were bigging him up for, weren't they, before the game. They were saying he's like their talisman.
Are you talking about Liam Cullen?
They got
okay.
Like a set piece taker, the only someone who's going to make a difference. But to be fair, give Pat O's credit. He kind of saved us. He made a really good save when it was 2-0.
That's such a grim sentence, isn't it?
If that goal goes in, they lose the game.
Yeah, I can't remember the save. I do vaguely remember making a save.
It was. I'm sure it was still in the first half. But yeah, he made a really good save.
I mean, I'm looking at the stats for the first half here. 60-40 to them. They had 8 shots. We had 5. 2 goalkeeper saves on our side. The corner kicks each. They just had more passes, more tackles. They just looked better, to be honest. And
We didn't get into it. I watched it. We didn't get into the game. Like, we were just second to everything. You know, everyone was sort of like half a second behind their players. And it took us a good 25 minutes to sort of like switch onto the fact that we were in a game. I can't remember when Dan Ballard said it was, but...
It was about 25 minutes in.
I wouldn't say that was the turning point. The header, but I think what it did was it gave us sort of like, because Ben's right, if it was 3-0, it would have been fucked. It gave us time to reset at half time, and then obviously Dr. Labrie come up with some magic. Well, not magic, but he didn't change much around, but like I think he just said, you know, he'd be
made one point, I mean. I think, which shows he kept going. It's nice to like not like how many games we've been in when we've smashed them the first half. And then we come out second half and we're a totally different team. We're shite. We're hanging on to a 2-1 lead, and then we're conceding the last minute, and it's so frustrating. So it was a nice change. The biggest thing is that we have kind of grew into this role of more like what the Burnleys and Sheffield Uniteds are like. So when they go to an away game, they regularly go 1-0 down or 2-0 down. Because they're the big teams, but then they always come back and either win or draw. So we've kind of, that Swansea game kind of made us think about that. So like we've kind of grew into that role.
Oh, that really reminds me. No, when we had Ahmad, yes, everybody does because Ahmad. But when we took a 2-0 lead at the stadium like against Burnley, and then we ended up losing the game 4-2, pretty much.
Yeah, It was weird.
Like what I'm talking about, you know, big opportunity that was our first season back.
Using my GI Bill taught me I can do anything. And seeing me graduate taught my daughter she can too. VA benefits cover tuition, housing, and supplies. Get what you earned. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
We're playing a big team like Burnley and we'll just go for it the first half, which a lot of teams do when they play the big teams, but then the big teams come back and get something from it.
Or maybe we're a big team now.
I don't think that's the case. I think we've got mental resilience is sort of like pops to mind. I think we the heads don't go down. I'm not saying they're like, you know, when you concede a goal, I feel like they've matured a little bit where that it doesn't get to them. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? They carry on playing the game. Whereas maybe a season or a season or two before, it was obviously young, but you know, they're a season together now and they sort of like understand that feeling. Do you know what I mean? So I feel like mentally they're stronger.
I don't know. Like, for me, I don't like how we start games or how we end games. Like, we just seem to want to relax for half an hour in every single game. And in this one, it was the first half an hour and we're getting punished. The fact that Ballard kept us in it with that, it was a really good cross, to be fair. The wing-backs providing a lot more than our right-wingers, but... That's a different discussion we could have later on.
What was Danny Bard doing all the way up there? Was it a free kick?
Yeah. Free kick.
Yeah. Yeah. I think Ballard headed as well. It's much on the one before.
You did indeed.
I did. I've been saying that for months. So
what's funnier though, mate? What's funnier is every time we call a player for like needing to step up a little bit more, we do that. Like, you said Ballard. I said Job, and then Job. Becomes was it either two assists in the same game?
Yeah, didn't Andrew say that Watson wasn't good enough and he needed to produce more? And then he had those two or three games when he was incredible, and now he's injured. Like, but you know,
well, he said the same about Patrick Roberts, and Patrick Roberts got an assist and a goal and another assist.
Yeah, exactly. Andrew said Roberts is the worst player on the field, but three games, you know, he got two assists and a goal, you know, in three games.
He's always dangerous, though, Roberts. That's the thing.
We said it before, though. He's a confidence player, though. Like, once he starts getting the assists on the goals, he plays better, doesn't he? Like,
he does.
It's been a bit of a dry spell for him, and we're expecting more dryness. Yeah, and he missed that penalty, didn't he, as well?
We haven't had Ben's fault. Who should be taking our penalties? It's easy. Yeah. We all kept the unanimous one, by the way. So if you say somebody different, this is going to be...
Really?
Yeah.
Smitty, I missed last two podcasts because I was going to do it before, and then the bean started screaming and I never got back. And then, obviously, last week, I totally missed it altogether. So So I don't think you've had my opinion on who should take the penalties either, to be honest. But
I'll
let Ben go first.
I'm always a fan of a striker because it's their job essentially to boot the goal. So is I'll go for Isidore.
Okay. Right. Okay. Good opinion, Davey. And I'll let you know the answer.
Yeah, Wilson. Wilson should be taking them 100%.
Yeah, we're all unanimous in them still. Makes as much sense. He's striking, he's the top scorer.
His main job is to score goals.
Yeah.
Look how good Harry Kane is. You know what I mean? Like, his job is to score goals and he's the penalty taker. You need someone who's just going to rifle the ball in the back to just smash it.
Yeah.
You know, knee fucking around, knee dinking it. No doing a Cole Palmer, Panenka.
Do you know who's good at penalties for us? Again, he was a striker. Loch Ness. He was really good.
Loggers,
yeah.
He put them away, didn't he?
He just slammed him.
If the strike misses, you can say, oh, you know, he's having a bad game or it was a bad strike. But if you put a defender on it or midfielder on it, say, well, it's not really his job.
Yeah.
You know, he's more of a flair player.
I'm going to put money on Rob Edwards getting a sack here. Like,
really?
Yeah. Luton looked terrible.
Luton were the best team out of the three who came down as well.
They look crap. Watching them. Sorry to detract from the Sunderland chat label.
No. So good. I've what's it called? My statement pretty much from game one, I think Luton will do a double dip. And I don't think I'm being proven wrong. I think they'll be the new Sunderland.
If you're getting beat 0-1 from Derby, you've got problems.
It shouldn't have been in the Premier League, to be fair. Let's be honest. They wouldn't have been there. So they got lucky. You know, similar to Ipswich, you know, like they're doing all right at the minute. But they're going to come straight back down and probably struggle.
We'll
anyway, the conversation.
Yeah. Skip out now. Yeah. The second half of the second half performance against Swansea.
It was a great strike. The defence kind of stepped off him a bit, so he thought, if I'm going to shoot.
I've seen it, mate. I saw the corner. Yeah, it was a strike, wasn't it? Yeah. Took the ball out of a dribble, smashed it.
So second
Daniel's goal.
Dribble and score. Yeah, it was a good goal. I saw it, in the chat.
Goal.
Do you think it was... Is there a thing where you can see, like, the run of play? Because I think second half, I can't remember Swansea being in it at all. Like, I can't remember Swansea having a good counter-attack. I can't remember them having a good cross. I mean, one good cross, but second half, it was all us, right?
So this is the second half start from our way. And the blue is us and the green is Swansea. So literally it was like the majority our ball and our attacking. And they had a little flirt now and again. And then it was back to us.
That's old school, like a manager saying, right, I want the full team 10 yards up the pitch.
Yeah.
And then it puts pressure on them. So it's quite similar to do if you, you know, in terms, but then everyone needs to work together.
I feel like that midfield three, though, is crucial. Do you know what I mean? We perform better when they're on the pitch. Now, Brown hasn't really had a sniff, but there's something about Joe Pig and Neil together. It just works, doesn't it?
Yeah, I feel like we don't run out of stamina, you know, players, because they're so young and energetic and fit. They don't really, you know, tire at the end of the games.
They were solid. I mean, the ratings, 7.5, 7.6. Rig got 7.1. But they were all not very good. I think Job was... No, Dan Neil got man of the match, 7.6. He got no one better than him on the field.
Well, I think that, all of our goals, you basically said it already. They've all come from midfielders or defenders in this game. Was it the opening goal, Trey Hume and Tabalod, two defenders linking up. Bellingham providing for Neil, midfielders, and then Rigg to Bellingham, midfielders. So the fact that we're not overly reliant on just the strikers for our goals and the little clusters of players support each other.
I want to talk about Bellingham's goal. Like, in fact, Bellingham did say about Isidore creating that space for him. So although it has come from it, Isidore did graft still. You know, he took that defender away, made the pocket, and he just ran in. You know, so he still grabs his door. I just feel like I want him to get a start again with his goals. You know what I mean? I'm not saying they're drying up, but I just for his confidence, just to keep him. You know what strikers are like, you know what I mean? Sometimes they get a bit down and that for not scoring.
Give him a good goal or two,
That's why I put him on pens. There's a good example of why he should be put on pens for that reason, just to keep him, like, he's fucking numbers up.
Confidence striker is very important to a team, so you need to give them. I can't remember which team it was, but there was a player on a hat trick. It might have been Messi, actually. So Messi was on a hat trick, and he gave the penalty to Suarez.
Oh yeah,
because Suarez hadn't scored for a while, and he said he needed it for his confidence.
Yeah, he's Messi, though, he can do what he wants.
yeah, but different levels, but you know that kind of thing. So, like, yeah, I could have took the match ball on, but having the confidence striker is more important.
Honestly, it's worth interrupting. It is 100% worth interrupting the conversation just to make sure you're focusing on this. But it's,
let me see.
That's a proper strike. And Panzu, the arsehole, helps. Like, but yeah, right. Good goals. You're talking about Bellingham's goal.
He might not get sacked now. That might have saved him.
Right, Bellingham's goal. Go on, go for it a bit more.
I just think that, you know, it was the desire to get in the box. You know what I mean? He's strong, shrugging off the man who was marking him, and he's just fucking, you know, making that run and being there, right place, right time. Obviously, Rigg putting the ball in. I'm not saying Rigg speculating, but he's just putting it in the area, and someone's running onto it. And desire, really.
Where you don't pick a player out, you pick like an area,
like a spot.
Just put it in. Put it in, you know. Put it in the box.
Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah.
Right, someone will get the end of it.
Yeah.
Champion. So it looks like we scored back to back the two goals in 2 minutes.
Pretty quick, yeah. Mm.
And then absolutely fucking nothing happened according to this until Chris Rigg got a yellow card on the 89th minute, and then Wilson got a yellow card on the 92nd minute of a tie wasted.
No, I just feel like Swansea, once that third goal went in, it mentally much, they were 2-0 up. And they got beat 3-2. So when that third goal went in, I just think, even though it's one goal, I felt like them, you know, their heads went like,
how it was the second goal as well. They must have thought,
I'm gonna contradict that a little bit. I genuinely think the entire second half they were just nail biting the entire time, hoping that we didn't score one. When we scored the second one to get level, everybody, including the crowds, like the Swansea crowds, heads just dropped and went, oh, okay, it's not our night. They had the perfect start. They were just like, let's cling on to that a bit of hope, and then we just absolutely shatter it. So who cares, right? It's Swansea fans. But
pop quiz question for you.
Go on then. Yeah. Oh, is this a new feature?
When was the last time Sunderland came from 2-0 down to win a game?
I'm going to go on the shot of Quinn for the theory. Well, they have.
2-1.
There's absolute scenes.
Yeah, good.
If I was a Derby fan, I'd be fucking wounded. Like, they were like 5 minutes away from winning the game.
I'm going to say Charlton in League One.
I'm going to say Quinn and Phillips here, 2000s.
Last time we've done it was against MK Dons in the Cup. We came from 2-0 down to win 4-2.
Yeah.
Last time in the league, the 98-99 season, West.
Oh, what was close. In fact, Phillips were there 98-99. This is a good cherry on top of this, but go on, we'll carry on.
Right. So I'm just going to just wrap up my vibes of the Swansea game, because we do have a lot for me to edit now. The strength of our midfield, and Alan's mentioned it, that without those three working together so well, we would have just, when the game's gone past, just let it go by. We would have heavily relied on the wingers, Roberts or Mundell or Clark or whoever's on that side to have a moment of brilliance to catch us back into it. But the control from minute 45 through to the final whistle from Job, from Rigg, and to be fair, and it's not shouted out often enough on other podcasts, Dan Neil was fantastic. It was, it was a breath of fresh air.
He was man of the match when he's Dan Neil. I'm sure he was man of the match.
Was, yeah.
Who hates Dan Neil? Is it you, David? Who hates Dan?
No, it's Alan.
Alan, and he was someone who hates him.
Alan, well,
I don't know. No, let's get this right. Let's get
this season.
I said last season he lost the ball a lot and he had to quicken up. which he did, and he's been better. So, you know what I mean? I'm not going to just say, oh, he's class. Like, people are like, oh, he's an academy product. He's going to be brilliant, because that's not always the case. You know what I mean? And to be fair to him, he's learned, and his game's improving, which is what I want to see. I'm not going to stand there and clap someone who's not playing well. You know what I mean? I'm not like that. I've been watching these fuckers long enough to have my opinion. You know what I mean? I give this club a lot of money, so if I feel like someone's not performing,
yeah.
And Seb Larson was a prime example of that. Everyone was like, he's a dead ball specialist. He's classy. He had one good fucking season. And he was a passenger for the rest of it. And I used to see it all the time, and everyone was like, no, no. And then eventually everyone was like, yeah, he is a fucking passenger. So, look, if someone's playing well, brilliant. I'll big them up and I'll be happy for them. But if they're not, I'll just point it out, like everyone does. Mm. You know what I mean? I get academy products, and sometimes they're young and they've got to be protected. I get that, you know what I mean? I understand that, but it's like Job, and Job got thrashed last season. I was like, this fucking needs a rest. They're playing him all the time. Obviously, he's come on leaps and bounds, and he's matured.
The main reason he drove last season, he just needed a rest.
Yeah.
I was saying there's nothing they could do.
But we still overplayed him, mate. You know what I mean? But Daniel's been good this season. But what I will say, it's when them three are on the pitch together. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah.
They work together at the minute, but it'd be interesting to see if one gets injured and Brown comes in and see how they do, you know what I mean? And
well, I think there has got to be a couple of rotations in the squad in the next couple of weeks, because between now and January the 1st, we've got four games.
I don't think he's going to rotate midfield. I think Sirkin will be in the fucking rotation.
Brown. I can see Brown coming in. And maybe, you don't think he'd drop Job? Yeah.
Who's he going to drop? Rigg?
Rig, probably.
Yeah.
He's still so his stamina's probably not up to scratch to the rest of them.
I think probably Rig will be the one to come down. And I think if we weren't fucking clipped up with injuries on the wing, we'd probably see, you know, Mundell coming off, me end up starting, you know, Watson starting, you know, we would start cycling around them. We'd probably have Wilson would be there all.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
What time? Like I said, Neil and Job, Pato, you know, you've got Mepham and Ballard's doing well. Like, that spine will stay there, but I can see them starting to move things around. And it's always the case in the Christmas period, and the amount of games that come through, really, if you come out of it in a good position after the Christmas period, you know you're in for a good, you set yourself up for a good second half of the season.
Yeah.
If we're there and thereabouts after Christmas, you know, I might jump on board the hype train. We'll see where we are after these four games, because there's 12 points to come in the next 8 days or whatever it is. So we'll see what happens.
Probably four draws.
And every game is going to be different. Like we've said it for, you know, there's no easy game in this league. It's the hardest fucking league to get out of. You know, there's only one team that I thought would pull, and that was Oxford. Every other team I've watched have been like, they've had decent spells or decent halves, you know what I mean? So even Swansea, we beat them, but they had a decent first half. So kind of, and Norwich, fucking hell, we either beat Norwich handily or we get fucking beat handily ourselves. So it's a funny old.
Thank you for doing a perfect segue into
the last couple of seasons. The away team beat Norwich, has won against us in Norwich. So.
Because they're coming up the same, right? You're saying they're going to win. Right.
Yeah.
We've got the predictions.
Norwich is now in that game.
Yeah, we've got Norwich and Blackburn to discuss, because we'll reconvene after Boxing Day. Norwich next. Stadium Alight. I just think our form at the Stadium Alight is too good to throw it away to Norwich. At the worst, I think it's going to be a draw, but I'm going to say a nice, clean 2-0 win again. Predictions are, you can throw them up the air and they're worth as much as you can hold a fart onto them. But Yeah, I think 2-0 feels about right. We already are, yeah.
Flying, mate, flying. So you didn't even ask about the recent form or anything like that, right? Okay, fucking 2-0.
So do you want Norwich's recent form away? Because they're away from this season. They've won 2 out of the 11 games they've played away from home, drew 4 and lost 5, -7 away goal difference. We are more likely to take something away from Norwich this time than any other time in the history of stats. it's ripe for someone winning this game.
The only thing I see about Norwich is, like, if Sargent is an annoying bastard, I don't know, I feel he'll be playing tomorrow. He's always, every time I watch that fucker, he's always a pain in the arse. Like, he's always there, Johnny on the spot, or he's a pest. It's that we either play well against Norwich or we don't. You know, goals. So you what?
Sargent's got 4 goals. Saints, 15 goals.
I just feel like it's his overall game player, Sargent. I think he's been injured as well though. But it's his overall gameplay, the way he's just a pest, and he's always in the right place. You know, every time I watch him play, he does me head in, like, so hopefully he's injured, to be honest. But I feel like someone just right, our home form, and hopefully it's a big crowd. Should be a big crowd, Saturday 3 o'clock. So I'll say 3-0. 3-0 Sunderland.
Oh, all right then. Well, Christ. I'm still looking at who's in goal for them. No one there. I know who plays for them.
Angus
Duffy, the guy's 2 days.
I feel we've got a bit lucky in our home games, especially against Leeds, against Bristol City.
Mm.
So I feel like we're running our luck, and I think it's going to come to an end and go on form of the away team winning.
Oh, God.
All right, Ben. Then. Come on and tell me this is going to be the Ben.
2-1. I think we'll score first and then they'll come back with.
Wait, they haven't won in 3. We haven't lost in 3.
No, I feel like we've got better quality than they have at the minute. In fact, Sargent obviously is a tunnel for them, but like, I can't see us getting beat off them.
We are the better team. But, like, I don't know, they're going to come to the same light and just probably put 10 men behind the ball.
That's an ongoing theme. That is an ongoing theme. That does piss me off.
Can I just say about Norwich? Norwich have the worst defence in the top half of the Premier League. The Championship of the league. They've conceded 32 goals in 21 games. I was saying nobody. Sheffield Wednesday were close to that.
They're going to come to the same line, but 10 men behind the ball, because we're shit at leading goals. So
yeah, we're still unbeaten at the stadium. I'm not going to say we're going to lose, because I don't think we're going to lose. I don't want it to be a draw. I'm going to go. I'll go 2-1 as well, but I think it'll be the other way. I just hope it's not a. I hope it's not a ball. Like, I hope it's not a draw. And obviously, I don't want us to lose, so I'm going 2-1. I do think they'll score, though.
I feel like after that result against Swansea, the lads will be confident. You know what I mean? I want to go and fucking, you know, the only one I'm sort of worried about is probably Blackburn, because Blackburn are really in form and we're away to them. So if I was going to say we were going to get beat, if anyone, it may be them. But I feel like we should be turning Norwich out.
So just again, if we're looking at stats, by the way, the two teams that we are yet to face this season are both Norwich and Blackburn. Everybody else is a known entity. It is a little bit of a catch-22, because you've got the transfer market in January as well. So that changes a couple of squads up.
We'll not talk about that yet.
Yeah.
We'll not talk about that yet. Norwich 1-0, Sunderland 3-1, Sunderland 1-0, Norwich 1-0, 1-1. And 3-1. Those are our last 5 games against Norwich. Oh, you're right, Ben. It's always the away team, except for that draw. No, that was
I'm just going to shout out, throw back to Crouchy when he got a fucking parking ticket when he went down to watch Sunderland play Norwich. Did we win 3-1? Was that the game?
Was that 3-1 game, was it?
I don't know. I can't remember. But he was buzzing and then had a parking ticket.
Not really.
was it
tell us the date. Was it 2017? Because that was the
three. I can't remember. There was a picture like of him, Jake, and Andrew in the crowd. I remember that because it was not match of the day.
So, are you nervous against Norwich?
No, I'm a fuck. No, I'm confident against these.
Is it, well,
nah, Blackburn's the one. Blackburn. I'm slightly not nervous, but
I mean,
you feel like they're a good team, and I feel I'd be happy with a draw against Blackburn.
Look at they're just behind us, aren't they?
Blackburn's got the best run of form recently.
37 points.
Six ones on the bounce, aren't they? But
oh yeah, I'm looking at that. Oh, that's a lot of green. That is a lot of green.
King's decent teams as well.
Bang, bang, bang.
The thing is with the Blackburn games, they're generally extremely tight. It's one goal in it most times, unless something like freakish happens.
We haven't played them yet, have we?
So Norwich and Blackburn are the only two teams we haven't played yet. Then everybody is a repeat. It's really weird seeing one of our Reds against the team that's currently in 22nd, but yeah, generally we've got a good lot of, like you said, nice colours, greens and yellows against everybody else. I don't think Sunderland. Plymouth. Yeah.
We all came on the pod and we went, the fucking shit.
Part of that.
He's fucking hopeless. It's going to be 4-0. It's going to be 3-0.
He's going to be sacked in 2 weeks and he's still there somehow.
That's it, man. Yeah. That's the football and God's looking down at us and laughing at us and going, ha, ha, ha. Not today.
Right.
And that was it.
I'm on a website, by the way, with footy stats. It's called Footy Stats. It's called Footy Stats. It's literally called Footy Stats. It says Sunderland are going to score 1.7 goals and Norwich are going to score 0.91 goals. So obviously those numbers are impossible, but based on just like how we've performed over the season, it looks like a 2-1 win. If statistics are to be anything like believed, 2-1 win is basically what's on the cards.
Well, I'm sick of hearing about XG.
It's not XG.
It's the same sort of premise throwing it like, oh, stats.
I tell you what, I've missed recently. I know because we fell off FIFA a bit, right? But I miss you putting in the chat like your stats at the end of a game where you've got like fucking 22 shots. The other guy's got three, and he's fucking won 2-1 or something.
Yeah. Well, yeah. What you mean when I battered players and didn't win? Happened all the time. Yeah, that's why I stopped playing it. I was like, I'm not playing this anymore.
Now and again, Alan, just pop one in. In fact, if one comes up on your memories on your phone, like, just fucking bring
us. I haven't played it. Relax. I played it last season for a bit and I was like, no, it's the same shite. You know what I mean? So I didn't bother.
So
the dog's eating. So what has he got in his fucking mouth?
So you...
What? He's eating his fucking AirPods. No!
That's why they sound tinny.
Fucking bastard. No, it's not yours. You little sausage.
No, we can't cut that out.
He's a good boy.
I've got to keep that bit in.
Look, you Gen Z weirdos.
We're not Gen Z.
What the fuck are you then?
We're firmly millennial, mate.
Millennials, all right, then. Millennial weirdos.
We've lived before and after the millennium.
And we also know what life without a mobile phone is actually like.
Yeah.
It is. Really, I don't want to see this on the cutting room floor like when I re-listen to this. Mustard.
Why don't you call the podcast Mustard?
Mustard top.
Right. I have two questions because we haven't got it out there yet. The Blackburn predictions and my last prediction question. Where do you think we'll be on New Year's Day?
Fuck.
Bird.
All right, hold up.
Hold up. Wait a minute.
There are charged questions there, right? One second.
Hey, I'm going to go. We're going to get beat off Norwich and we're going to beat Blackburn.
It's fucking me cheap, Ben.
2-1 loss, 2-1 win.
All right, okay.
So,
but you know who might be interested in that? My friend.
Ivan Tony's.
Tony Average.
See what a 2-1, 2-1 would be. What kind of odds? I'm just texting them now.
Right, so I think it's going to be a draw.
No.
Well, I can say my prediction while you're typing. It doesn't prevent you doing that.
talking about Ben?
He said it was Paddy, but he doesn't know what he's talking about.
It's Tony Ivan.
Really on WhatsApp. Mr. Ivan.
Mr.
Power.
Mr. Carter.
Mr. Carter.
Where did you get this number from? Get the fuck off my phone line.
Jesus Christ, Diane. Are you listening back to that call?
Don't ever ring again.
Ben, you need to get this on. Ben, Smudge, go do your prediction. I'll tell you what the odds are for this 2-1-2-1 reverse.
So we've already said Norwich, we're beating them 2-0. I'm going to say a 1-1 draw against Blackburn, which gives us 4 points, 44, which will put us third on New Year's Day.
All right, okay, so what did you say? You said we get 3 points, right?
I think fourth on New Year's Day.
Mr. IT says...
Mr. Power.
129-1.
2-1.
129-1, man. I'd get that on if I was you. In fact, you're on Betfair, aren't you?
Bet365.
I'm sure they'll have some kind of...
Sponsored podcast.
...available. Sponsor the podcast, yeah. Mate, if we kind of get Jackie White to sponsor the podcast, I don't think Bet365 is going to sponsor the podcast.
Oh, do you know that... I'm just going to get back to that volley. Right, it hit the fucking straight off the back of the head and went in.
It was a
massive deflection.
It looked good in first.
It looked good, but it wasn't that good.
So, Alan, what are you saying?
Blackburn prediction.
Well, for both?
Blackburn and league position on New Year's Day.
Well, I said 3-0 Sunderland against Norwich. I'm going to go with 1-1 against Blackburn, third.
I mean, you're pretty much copying me, apart from getting an extra goal against Norwich.
It's my one personal opinion. Right.
It just happens to match.
The dog barking. Hey, what's this shit?
Copyright.
What are you barking at? What?
Maybe you got a copyright strike, Alan, are you?
Right. The dog's seeing that as well.
What did I say? I said 2-1, didn't I? 2-1 Norwich. Right, hold on. Let me have a look at who I'm worried about in Blackburn's team. We haven't even talked about Blackburn's team or anything about Blackburn. Except for they're on a good...
Sammy Smodics.
Smodish player for them, do they?
No,
he went Ipswich.
Okay, we've got. I don't know any of those strikers, right? No,
they're kind of an unknown.
Yuki Ohashi,
kind of a quality.
Todd Cantwell, he used to play for Norwich.
Cantwell, I think he's a decent player.
He's okay. He's nothing special.
He was a fucking knacker, like proper lunatic. Anyway, John Buckley, but he's a midfielder for Blackburn. Right. Anyway, moving on. Danny Bath plays for Blackburn.
John Buckley is a midfielder for Blackburn and a maniac chef who works in the fucking casino.
So he's going to score.
Yeah, I mean, I'll keep an eye on him. Danny Bath, Blackburn. Has he played? Let's have a look.
17 games.
Where did Bath go? When did he go to
Norwich?
Did he go to Norwich?
He went to Norwich and then he's went to Blackburn this season. He's a
on loan or is he or like permanent deal?
Free transfer.
Mate,
he's a journeyman.
I don't know why we got rid of Bath.
He's a journeyman.
I don't know. I know that, but he got player of the season.
I'll tell you why. His date of birth.
Why? Yeah, probably. But the thing is, bro, we could have done them that season. We got rid of them. But like, it was a bit naive.
No. Yeah. Well, yes.
But... And obviously, you know what I mean. It is what it is in this football. Like, but I was gutted when we got rid of him. I thought it was all right.
He was good, like solid. Yeah.
So if you're looking, if you're looking for their biggest goal threats, it is Ohashi, Wyman, and Rankin Costello.
Ranking Costello, that's a great name, mate.
He's a good wing back, but I think our left wing will be able to contain him quite well. So Ohashi is pretty much our only real major threat.
I'll go 1-0 Sunderland. Yeah. 2-1, 1-0, 6 points.
Go on,
that
third.
Okay.
Go on.
Good.
It's Christmas. Let's have some fucking Christmas cheer. Eh?
This leg of darts is going on for fucking ages.
They keep missing. Hold on. Double one, mate. Fucking hell. Hold on.
They can't get the doubles. It's fucking unbelievable. They keep on missing the doubles.
Hold on. While we see if this guy hits double eight.
Oh, he got it. It's all over. Okay, right.
Yeah, so I'll go, yeah. 2-1, Norwich game. 1-0, Blackburn game. And we'll still be third because whoever is ahead of us is going to win their games out as well.
Okay, good. I have one last point.
Assuming that we're still...
I want you to do. I don't know if Alan's here or not. My thing I'd like you to do, wish people Merry Christmas, but also then what you're looking forward to most on the Christmas lunch.
Oh, all right, okay. What happens if you're not having Christmas lunch?
You're eating on Christmas Day, so Christmas dinner then. You will be eating on Christmas Day.
Whatever's going inside you on Christmas Day.
Yeah, well, okay, so that's a different sentiment, a statement, Ben.
You go first, mate.
Okay. I wish you a Merry Christmas, and I'm looking forward to a nice glass of Pinfall's red wine.
Oh, that's nice. That is very... okay, so you're looking forward to the red wine. I'm looking forward... I think I'm going to stick with the alcoholic theme, like, to be fair, right? I wish you a Merry Christmas, and I'm looking forward to... an unmeasured gin and tonic, and I just can't like this. I have a glass, right? This is my glass, and I just can't. Right, here's a bottle of gin. And I just put a bit more, and then I'll just put like a little layer of splash of tonic, and I go, "Hey, right, Natalie, you're driving home."
Like Barcelona.
Yeah, Barcelona measures, mate. I love a good gin after I've had some food, like on a Christmas day. Usually, I get a bottle of gin for Christmas, so I normally crack it open. Share it out. Whitney, I've got all the different ones.
When you say you share it out, do you share it out with your stomach, your liver, your kidney, your pancreas?
Share it out with all the organs, put them in my fucking eye, you know.
those Christmas traditions, eh?
Yeah, those ones.
Right, Ben, go on. I need yours now.
I'm going to go as far back as the week before Christmas, and because it was my birthday. Had a better birthday this year because last year Michael Beale was appointed Sunderland manager.
Oh,
on your birthday!
I've got some great gen for you, Ben. But go on, carry on.
A memory came up on my birthday of Michael Beale getting in charge last year, so
beautiful.
It was a slightly better birthday, just you know. Merry Christmas, and I'm most looking forward to a pig in blanket. Dead man's finger rum.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Oh, nice.
You can get that spoons. I think dead man's finger.
Is it which finger is it? Where's
dead
a bin?
Man.
Where's a bin? That one.
Oh, what?
Edit that.
Okay. I'm going to say Festivus. Merry Festivus for the rest of us. I don't know if you watch Seinfeld, but have you ever seen Seinfeld? Right.
Yeah,
George's dad didn't celebrate Christmas. He celebrated Festivus, and he had an aluminum pole instead of a Christmas tree. And he used to get all the family around the aluminum pole and air the grievances. So Merry Festivus. What were we doing it at your fucking Mars? Like
I was gonna say, bring that pole with you, right? We'll all stand around the pole.
And we'll air our grievances. I'll agree with Ben with the pigs in blankets, like mainstay of the Christmas dinner. But my last point is on Ben and Michael Beale getting appointed. Just so you know, Michael Beale has now been employed again, right? And I'll tell you how. Stevie G is fucking not doing very well at El Etifak. So Michael Beale has gone over to command.
Yeah, I do remember.
Wow. Okay. Bring the fucking cavalry in, lads. Mm-hmm. Right, Steve, who we're getting in?
You've done a good job last season.
what about Mickey Beale? Is he good? He's
all right. No, he's all right. He basically does what I say, so.
I think that's a natural ending to our body, like.
How long have we gone for?
An hour and a half.
Hour and a half.
What? Is that the end of it?
Uh-huh.
Jesus.
Don't worry, he'll post it tomorrow and it'll be like 20 minutes. Right, get rid of that. Get rid of that. Get rid of that. Get,
oh, have you
stop?
All right. Have you seen my AI version of Alan? Because see that tiny logo? It looks like really, really small. So I put like a description of Alan in AI, and that's on the latest podcast.
I don't understand why my pitch. Why is it small in here? Why is the picture small?
No, I'm just going to show it on the screen. There you go. Here's Alan in AI.
I'll be happy with that, to be honest with you.
I literally put, the description was, a guy from Sunderland called Alan with a big, strong beard. And that came up.
Alan,
it could well be you.
I feel like his beard's better than mine, to be honest with you.
All right, so did that pop up when Alan's talking now, does it?
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, champion.
Why can't you actually just send you a picture and you can just put a picture on?
I mean, that would work.
No, yeah, man.
That picture there is me and Jeremy Clarkson in Afghan. When I'm still on. Just so you know.
Jeremy,
you can't see it.
No, you can't see it.
It's me and Jeremy Clarkson.
I thought it was you and Luke.
Oh, no, it's me and Jeremy Clarkson.
It's tiny.
Jeremy Clarkson is one of the left. Obviously, he's fucking ginormous. And when I hugged him, he stunk of fags. Like, I was like, fucking hell, mate. Yeah, he was sound, actually. He was a good bloke.
That's good. Right, so how do we naturally end it then, David?
Fucking hate him. fucking hell.
Like a special appearance from Ben, it's fucking, you know what I mean? It's been good.
It's a miracle.
If you've ever enjoyed it, then I'll, you know, next year, you know, I might get Discord and join in when I'm not on shift. So
Christmas specials.
Christmas, Easter, you know.
All the fucking Christian holidays.
I'm gone tomorrow. Is anyone else gone? Ben, are you gone?
No, I'm not going.
I'm not going. We were going to Beamish, according to me, but Natalie told me we were going to Beamish, and then Amelia just said that she's agreed something else with Amelia, so fuck, I'm dying. But I do know that I've got a stack of presents that I still need fucking wrapping.
When did Santa tell you to get all of these to help him? Too much.
Too much to do.
Happy birthday, Shanti. Thanks for my little bill.
Thanks. You know when I realized when it was done, like with Michael Beale, is when he said when he called the fans outside noise, and
the next game he won, it was one of his two or three wins. He won the next game. It was like, oh, okay, maybe we need to do it. No, actually, no, you shit.
But one thing with him that pissed me off, he didn't change and put Jack Clark on the right wing against Newcastle. Dan Byrne was playing left back.
Yeah,
in the game before that, they played Nottingham Forest when Alanga absolutely tore Dan Byrne apart. So I thought, because Dan Byrne's not 11, he's slow, so he's 6'8".
Yeah.
So, and had Clark in his back pocket. So why not just...
He's a fucking moron.
I was going to say, because that requires a brain.
No technical nose.
Yeah, because he's a fucking charlatan. He's an absolute charlatan. And how the fuck he's a coach is beyond me.
People still hire him, apparently. There you go.
But why?
Didn't we do an emergency podcast? Emergency podcast because Beale had been sacked.
Midweek, Wednesday night.
Oh, yeah, I tell you what we need to put in there. Like and subscribe.
Oh, yeah, we rarely say it.
Like and subscribe because I feel like...
If you like this video, please like and subscribe.
Like and describe.
Describe and subscribe. I have had a few cans, to be fair.
I like and describe, though. Like and describe in the comments.
Like and describe and subscribe. No, but
like the video, describe the video in the comments, and then subscribe.
Just fucking like and subscribe, will you? Because there's... I'm not saying the Sun and Podcast is terrible, but I feel like I was just genuine. You know what I mean? We've got that genuine feel of, what can you say?
Mates enjoying football.
Just bods, just chatting shit. You know what I mean?
Years of pain. being a Sunderland fan now.
Too many years.
So this is not like a really that interesting, but in the last hotel I was in, the guys left on their Netflix. So I made a couple of Christmas movies that like nobody would ever watch as like start. So on there, continue watching is a couple of things, but also is Sunderland Till I Die season 3.
I mean, I did enjoy it. That season. It was actually not too bad.
I still haven't watched any of Sunderland Till I Die. Not 1 minute of any season.
Oh, mate, just if you can, just watch the like the intro. No, like when you get a TV show and it's got an intro, just watch the intro song.
Yeah.
And try, like, if you can get through that, you can get through the entire show.
I quite like that song. I'm not saying, look, people going on about Sunderland, like, oh, you just bang on, you're a massive club. We are a big club. And sometimes when people get here, they just kind of handle it. You know what I mean? It's just the way it is. It just swallows them up. You know what I mean? The pressure, the amount of people. Like, because I imagine if you're a small time, not a small time, but if you're a manager, you've been cutting around the league for a bit and you get Sunderland as a gig and you turn up and there's 40,000 there. You know what I mean? I can imagine the pressure's fucking immense. You know, I saw...
double most of his teams, so easy.
Yeah, we've had our moments where we thought, what are they doing? But you can't really argue how things are going, do you know what I mean? I think we're being managed
well. How many
years
are we in the ground now? How many years?
This is
the fifth year, isn't it?
Yeah, they took over in 19.
So the 5-year plan is
now
should come to fruition.
Because this is season 3 in the Championship. We had 2 seasons under them in League One. But are we writing the COVID season off?
Do you know what, though? If we didn't have gone up, because that is a possibility, I feel like I would still be happy. Do you know what I mean? No.
Look at the teams that have gone up. They've done absolute dog shit and they've came straight back down. There's no long-term planning going up and staying up at the minute. Right there. Made a better team.
I feel like we're in a good place, like structure-wise, academy-wise,
yeah,
coach-wise. Nice, you know what I mean?
Almost a nice feeling. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, we're on an upward trajectory.
Yeah, we just need the results to keep going, don't we? As long as the results keep coming. Yeah, I'm gonna fuck off because I've got shit to do before I leave in half an hour.
I don't blame you. I was being polite a little bit there. I'm hungry. I want my breakfast.
I'm drunk. I could chat all the day. I'll probably just have a packet of McCoy's chips, curry fucking sauce, chip shop flavour.
You fucking talking about, man?
Huh? McCoy's chip shop curry sauce. Have you had them?
Yes.
They're nice, aren't they?
They're all right. They taste like chip shop curry.
Yeah, exactly. Well, this is definitely an edited segment here. Like,
yes. All right. If I don't see you or speak to you beforehand, Merry Christmas. I'll catch you in a bit.
Merry Christmas. See you in a bit.
See you in a bit. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.